The following worship service was recorded live with Reverend Jimmy Krishan at Rock Springs First Methodist Church, a Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, on Sunday, February 9th, in Rock Springs, Wyoming, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.
Let us pray. Dear God, we come. We come to hear your word and sing your praises. Let the message be heard, that it may bring deeper understanding and be a blessing. We ask that you strengthen Pastor Jim as he ministers, not only to your church, but to those in our community who are hurting and broken. Help us to live our lives so that others may see you in the things that we say and do. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Our scripture reading today is from 1 Corinthians 2, 1-12. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdoms, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish, but we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages of our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. The word of God for the people of God.
There are a couple words in here that we need to fix before we really dive into it, so that we put them in our current context, because translated from the Greek here, they kind of sort of feel different to us. The word searching or search in the biblical text doesn't mean we've lost something. It doesn't mean that we are seeking to find something that is hidden, but that we as Christians, to search for us is to kind of be like going through a historical document to inform ourselves. It's searching for more information, not that's lost, but to add to and to enhance, to bring more knowledge of, more recognition of. And that's sort of what we do when we're studying a subject in school, right? You know, you start out with Mathematics 1, go to Mathematics 2. It isn't that you've lost math, it's that you're growing in it and that you are searching out that knowledge to increase it and to perfect it. And the other one is bestowed upon. You know, that's an old word, it bestowed upon. And sometimes everybody thinks that it's something that's given to you. Well, I want to borrow my pliers for just a minute, and I'm going to give my pliers to Ken. I'm going to give you my pliers. You just hold them. That's all. That's all. Because I'm going to give them to you, but just hold them. But I don't want to. They're tools. Why would you give away tools? Perfectly good ones, by the way. But I'm going to give them to you. But I'm just going to give. So now if I give him the pliers, he's got them, right? But I'm going to bestow those pliers upon Ken. and I'm going to empower you in bestowing them to use them as to the best of your abilities. So I didn't just give them to him, I empowered him. When you bestow something on someone, it isn't that, it's kind of like this. You go get, let's go get you a brand new Lamborghini. And I'm going to give you that brand new Lamborghini. I'm going to put it in your yard. I'm going to let you go sit in it, but I'm keeping the keys. That's not much, is it? But when I bestow it upon you, as I give you the keys, and I tell you, take care, enjoy. I've bestowed it upon you. I've given it to you. I've empowered you to use that to the purpose for which it was designed. The pliers, maybe not for pulling teeth, but for maybe crimping, cutting, using them for wires. The Lamborghini to ride around, show off, you know, kind of strut your stuff. Those are bestowed gifts. So let's go into this. We've already talked about the message of the cross, and if you missed that, go back and listen to the recordings. We've talked about wisdom. If you missed that, go back, and they're all on our website, and you can go get those kind of leading up to this. But Paul, remember, is coming to Corinth. He's coming to Corinth after a total failure in Athens. Even the brilliant Paul had suffered and was actually ran out of Athens on a rail. He went into Athens, and Athens was this great place in Greece. It was still over there. And they had this corridor of gods, and they had gods for everything, gods of dirt, gods of air, gods of water, gods of lint, I guess. But they had one that didn't have a name. And Paul said, I come to tell you about this one that don't have a name. Paul failed miserably. He tried to speak to them on their terms. He tried to debate with them. He tried to do the rhetoric thing. He tried to be this great rhetorician and you know, argue with them about who God was, who Jesus was, and he failed. They ran him out of town. The next place that Paul finds himself is in Corinth. And Paul has success in Corinth and plants a church in Corinth. Now, this letter is about a year later when there's some stress cracks showing up at the church in Corinth. And that's whom Paul is writing to here. And that's where we pick up Paul writing to the church at Corinth, chapter 12 and verse 1. Notice what he says. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words and wisdom. I learned that lesson. I learned that lesson. It did not work. I just came. So I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Let's get it down there. Let's get it down to the heart of it. The message of the cross, salvation, redemption, sacrifice, and all this there. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He had learned his lesson. He had come out of that failure at Athens. He had arrived at Corinth, and he was scared. How many of you would think that now I had this big I got ran. Do you know what it's like to be ran out of town on a rail? I don't, but I've heard about it. How many of you studied it? How many of you would find it to be an exciting and wonderful thing? Do you know how it means? What does it mean? Somebody tell me what being ran out of town on a rail is. Anybody know? You're run out in grace, but you're actually tied to a rail, sometimes nude, and taken, carried out of town, and people hit you with reeds and rods as you're going through town, making fun of and laughing at you until you get to the outskirts of town, and then they just throw you down. You're on your own. Most times somebody has pity and comes and turns you loose, but sometimes they didn't. Now Paul arrives at Corinth. Do you think he's a little gun-shy? Do you think he's a little nervous? But he said, you know, I can't go the way I did. I got to do something different. And so he just keeps it simple. Well, as we found out, it wasn't all that simple, was it? But he did it. And so now he's fear and trembling. He's demanding all of this stuff. And he says, my speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom. I left that behind. But with demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In other words, I lived it among you. It wasn't just the words. so that your faith might rest not in human wisdom, but on the power of God. You need to understand that right there marks us different from the rest of the world. Our faith rests on the power and the wisdom of God. The power and wisdom of God, not on the power and the wisdom of the world. Because to God, that's the palest thing that you could find to compare. The power and the wisdom of God is a lot better than anything the world can conjure up. Yet among the mature we do speak through wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of rulers of this age who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed from the ages for glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the King of glory. But as is written, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor human heart conceived, that God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. I'll stop there. How many of us understand the Holy Spirit? How many of you just got a grip on it? Not me. Working on it. Work in progress. I want to make an invitation to you at this point for 22 February, for the 22nd of February. I still got that Marine Corps thing that does that date, 22. Why do you, never mind. But anyway, for the 22nd, during the Sunday school hour at 9 a.m., we're going to be doing a spiritual gifts inventory. We're going to do a teaching on the gifts. We're going to take an inventory that's a little test that you take on your own, self-guided, easy to do, takes a little while. We'll try to crunch this into 1 hour, and you will walk away from it maybe with an idea of what God is calling you to and the gift that he's given you to get there. Every Christian, every believer, every single one of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior have received spiritual gifts. Everyone. There is no one left out. Every single one of us have these spiritual gifts. Paul has just told us what they're about. He's told us about them and how they work. They're resting on the power of God and the wisdom of God, eternal power and eternal wisdom that is in God. And he's told us that he's given it to us. Now he's going to tell us this last little part of verse 12, why we've got them. So let's figure out, we know you got them. I'll be back to that in just a minute. But also, this is why we have them. And Paul continues to write in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Oh, I need to do one more thing. In this passage, you're going to notice the word spirit. The word spirit is used a couple of times more than that. There is a non-capital word spirit. That's humanity. That's the world spirit. But then there's a capitalized word spirit. That's God's spirit. Little spirit, world. Big S spirit, God's. Just throw that in there. Because somebody will look at that and think, you know, you need to know there's two different ones that's going on there. One's really the little spirit, one's the big spirit, so God's got the big one. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that is from God. Gift of God, remember? So, this is why we have it. This is why you have spiritual gifts. Every one of us who believe in Jesus has them. That we may understand the gifts bestowed upon us by God. So in other words, you've got the gifts. God's given you the gifts. And now he gives you the Spirit so you can understand the gifts. How many of you know what a spiritual gift is? Come on, somebody's bound to know one. It's not a funeral. It's okay to talk. You can even nod or go, I have no idea. What's a spiritual gift? Somebody give me one. Gift of giving. Generosity. There's the gift of generosity. Somebody name another one. Teaching, a gift of teaching. A gift, a what? Gab, gift of gab. Not really. We'll put that one with teaching. I've got the gift of gab, so maybe it's teaching. So, you know, what else? Wisdom, gift of wisdom. What else? Exhortation. You got a list going on over there, don't you?
No.
I'm picking on her. But she does. She's been through these tests, so it sticks. What else? Wisdom. What else? Humility is a gift, but humility is not only a gift, but a humility is the way to recognize the gifts. It goes deeper. Humility is a gift and a grace that allows us to receive, hear, and it also helps us help others discover their gifts. Humility, it's a big one, and it's got a lot of stuff. What else? What? Love. What else? Joy. What else? Compassion. What else? Peace. What else? There's a long list. But every spiritual gift is a gift that God gives us that only God can empower us to do. It would be humanly impossible for these things. Have you ever noticed how humanly impossible humility is? Because just as soon as you get a pat on the back, I did it, I made it, it's all on me. You forget it was God's gift all of a sudden, right? You get a good test score. Who did it? You. We're going to find out that it wasn't that way. So now you've got all these gifts, and they are God's gifts to us. They're God's gifts, eternal gifts, empowered gifts of God. The other thing is, and I regretfully have to tell you this, they change. They change over time. They change over situations. They change on upcoming situations. And you need to understand this. No matter what you are going to go through as a Christian, if you don't hear the rest of what I'm going to say to you, listen to the next two things. God doesn't give you the gift after the fact. God gives you the gift before the fact, that you may go through it, that you may learn in it, that you may experience Him in it, and that when you come out on the other side, you'll be able to say, I couldn't have done it without God. How many of you have been there? Say amen. God gives you first. Now hold your hand up. And have a look at it. You're looking at your fingerprints, right? Or maybe dirt or something, you know. You got every single human being on the planet. You are the only one that has that set. You are so unique that you have your own, not just one, but a full set. And not only a full set, you got 10. And guess what? Take your shoes off, pat them on some ink, and they're unique too. How many of you got baby footprints from your kids on them? Aren't they just so cute? When you go back and look at that number 13 triple E beside that little spot with little dots on it, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? But everyone, do you know how much God loves you? It's so intricate, and you are so unique that you are to God uniquely created. And when you accept Christ, not only are you uniquely created, you are uniquely gifted. Every spiritual gift is custom tailored for you. Every gift that God gives you, and if you are unique, and if you are uniquely created, and if you are uniquely gifted, then that means what you have to offer to the body of Christ is unique. And if you don't give it, it can't be given by someone else. It's yours. And it's either stuffed in a drawer, denied and pushed back, or your unique fingerprint given to you by God will touch the lives of somebody else. Because He doesn't give you gifts for your own self-benefit, but that the body of Christ may be whole. And that as the body is whole, it can reach out and minister and bring in and do what Wesley called irresistible grace. Show people something that they can't resist wanting to be part of. But it's our uniqueness and God's love of us individually and uniquely. You are uniquely created by God, precious in His sight, unique in His calling, unique in His blessing, unique in His gifts. Spiritual understanding brings us to the point that we can celebrate the fact that God loves us without fail, and that God blesses us, and that God gifts us, and you are never going to face anything as a Christian, as a believer, that God isn't with you, that God hasn't went before you, and that God hasn't prepared you for. And every gift He gives is out of love. And every gift He gives is to touch somebody through you. To touch somebody through you. That only you, in your uniqueness, can touch them. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Our gracious and loving God, we are created by you, unique, not odd or different, well, maybe, but that too has a purpose. God, you create us out of love. You call us into community, and you give us gifts that we may minister with one another, to one another, all in your name. And Father, I pray this morning that you stir within each and every one of us by your unique presence through your Holy Spirit, that you stir within us the uniqueness of who we are and whose we are. And that we feel you moving within our hearts and lives. And Father, I pray that this scripture come alive in our hearts, not just in our hearing. For you say that it is that we may discern, that we may even search the depths of God's Spirit around us. And Father, you have promised that you would gift us, that we would not lack anything, and that you would give us gifts of peace, gifts of joy, gifts of presence, gifts of prophecy, and the list goes on and on, each uniquely for the body of Christ. Father, I pray today that we feel your Spirit stirring within us, that we feel the power of you moving through us, and that we look back and see that you have been there. We look where we are and know that you are, and look forward knowing that we're following you. As we lift our hearts before you, we praise you and thank you for loving us, for the message of the cross, for your Spirit within us, and our call to share the good news of the cross of Christ with the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May you go filled and renewed within the Spirit to know that your uniqueness is needed in the work in the kingdom of making disciples. And may you go to know that as that changes and changes with life and the journey, that God will show you that too. For we're all called to serve in the way in which God finds it unique for us. Now may God's peace, grace, and mercy go with you and keep you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.